Hello? So we're doing. Here we go. Okay. Shabbos Beis. Okay, here we go. Fine. Okay, take three. Shabbos Beis Manav. So we have a packed Mishnah. Okay? Packed Mishnah. I guess we'll start off by reading the Mishnah and we'll work from there. Okay, the real workout here in this daf, by the way, is that Tosos Pashat. You see that? That's where it gets rough. Okay, but that's where all the main, like, that's where we're going to get the ideas from. But that's why originally when I did that first. Instead, not this Tosos, but it's intense. I feel let's work our way slowly into it. But it's like the crux of the issue is there. Like, this Tosos you see is kind of like stylistic, so to speak, the first Tosos. You know what I mean? It's not really about Hotsah per se. You know, so it's a little bit lighter than, but that's also, we'll go in order. Okay, so let's do the Mishnah. So we got to get down the case. The cases in the Mishnah are going to come up a million times, so we just got to get them down. Okay, you got to get holding in the cases. Okay, fine. So basically, I guess maybe just as an intro, so everyone knows this, Rishos Yachid and Rishos Rabim, and Carmelis. But for our purposes, Rishos Yachid is private Rishos, a house, let's say. Rishos Rabim is like So you have a major highway, let's say your house and a major highway, let's say they're back to back, okay? You live on 878, something like that, I don't know, whatever, okay? Ocean Parkway, let's say. So the thing is, so in order to do Hotsah, there's two parts of Hotsah, right? Everyone knows there's Akira and Hanacha. So in order to be Chayav and Hotsah, there is, you have to take an object, you have to lift it up, Akira, Biokar, in Rishos Yachid, or and transfer it and put it back down in the other Rishos. And if you do that, then you're over the Deoraisa, okay? If you do only one, if you do Akira but not Hanacha, you know, and the other guy does Hanacha, someone else does Hanacha, so then you have Nisa Darban. Okay, you do parts, like part of the Malacha. Okay, that's a basic level. Okay? And basically, based on that principle, we're going to have a few cases here. Okay? Fine. So it says, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayin Shein Arba B'Fnim, Shtayin Shein Arba B'Chatz. So there are two which are really for the guy inside, okay? For the guy in Bifnim. Then we're going to learn like Rashi. For the guy inside, or Rashi says Bifnim? I think he says for the guy who's inside. Okay, the guy's inside, who they call, by the way, they call him the Baal Bayis. Okay? The Baal Bayis and the Ani. Okay, imagine an Ani coming to collect money or to collect food from a Baal Bayis. So the Ani is on the outside, and it's just a Rabban. And the Baal Bayis is the guy who's on the inside, and Rishos Yachid. Okay, again, you just got to get, just keep saying, these terms come up a lot. Ani, Ashir, sometimes they call it Ashir, Baal Bayis. Okay, you just got to get the Rishiyah straight. Okay, it's worthwhile just getting the facts straight. I mean, even though, like, it seems like whatever, they're all the same cases, and essentially the principles are what I just told you. If you do both, it's Yechayiv. If you do one, it's Pat, you know, it's Darbanim. But you just got to have the cases. It's going to come up time and again. If you try to be lazy about it and not get the cases, it's going to end up, this is going to get, the details are going to become important. Okay. Fine. So there's two which are really for the guy inside, and two which are really for the guy outside. Okay? Ketzah. Ha'ani omid b'chutz, u'bal bayis b'fnim. So if you have the ani standing outside, and the bal bayis is inside, pashat ha'ani es yado l'fnim, so if the ani, who's outside, picks up, let's say, a piece of bread, carries it across, and puts it down into the hand of the other guy, okay, that's considered hanacha. He's placing it.
He's still in the Rishus Rabin, though.
The ani is not moving. They're both, in these cases, and this is interesting, there are other cases of Hotsah where a guy just carries. This is what you think of Hotsah, a guy carries. Here you're talking about two guys staying where they are, only their hands are moving. Okay? So the guy in Rishos Rabim takes the piece of bread, lifts it up out of the Rishos, goes across the border, drops it down into the other guy's hand. Okay, that's a chiddush, by the way. It's going to be a chiddush, that's considered hanacha. He's not placing it on the floor, he's putting it on the other guy's hand. But since the guy is sitting in Rishos Yachid, so it's like he's putting it on the floor of the Rishos Yachid. Okay? It's like he's putting it on the floor of the Rishos Yachid. That's the principle. It says, because in general, if you put it on in Rishos Yachid, you have to put it down on like a makom, dalet al dalet. If you just put it on like a small thing, it doesn't count as being in the Rishos. But your hand, the person's hand, is considered like a place which is dalet al dalet. Okay, it's like a real. The Rambam talks in the Pirush Mishnayos. He says like, "Dalad," he says, is because the reason why it has to be is because if you just put it down like on a flimsy kind of a thing, it may fall off. It's not really like set in that rishas. But a guy's hand grips things. If you put it in someone's hand, that's it. It's fixed in that rishas. Okay, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says that. Okay, you saw that. I think that was part of the intro, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But essentially, so that's the chiddush here, is that? But that counts as hanacha. You put it down in the guy's hand. You're doing the anacha. The other guy's not doing the anacha. You're placing it into his hand. So that's going to be a case where you're going to be chayiv. Oh, or the opposite. Shenotol misocha, okay, the Baal Bayis, the Ashir is holding a piece of bread in his hand, inside his own rishos. He's just sitting there holding his thing. You take it from out of his hand, the hotzi, and you carry it in. And let's say you put it down. Let's presume you put it down in your rishos. Ha'ani chayiv Baal Bayis Pater. So the ani is the one who's transferring it. Okay, so you have two cases. Basically, the ani could be going from outside to inside or from inside to outside. He's doing both the akira and the hanacha. The ani is the one transferring. The ashir is just hanging out. Either he's being taken from or placed into. But that's, right? So that's two cases for, this is considered b'chutz, because it's the ani. The ani is b'chutz, and he's the one who's acting. He's the one who's acting, okay? So this is the shtayim. Okay, you have shtayim shein arba. This is the shtayim b'chutz. Okay, the Gemara, I think, notices. It starts off with shtayim b'fnim, shtayim shein arba b'chutz, but now it's b'chutz, it continues to the b'chutz. Okay, it's just that's the style, okay? As you could say, b'fnim and then chutz and go back to the beginning, or you could just pick off where you left off. So since the b'chutz, it's starting with the chutz. Okay, so that's the two. Okay, that's relatively easy. The deraisas are that's the deraisa. Turns out two which are four means two deraisas which are four because they're two derabanans also. Okay, that's what it means, two which are four. Okay.
So the
we're gonna get to the derabanans.
Noun being referenced is the cases.
Yes, cases. Two cases. Well, we'll see. Yes. Simple shot. Yes. Okay. Now it says like this. Okay. So those are the two which are chayev. Fine. Fine. Pashat Bala Bayis as Yada. Now this is going to be the other way. Okay, these are going to be the two. It's starting with the Derisas. Okay, this is going to be the two where the Bala Bayis is Chayav, Menatora. Pashat Bala Bayis as Yada Lechutz. Okay, so the Bala Bayis is the guy inside. He sticks his hand outside. V'nasan L'soch Yada Shalani. So he has a piece of bread from inside the house, picks it up, puts it into the hand of the Ani. Okay? So he does like Yiran Anacha. Oshinatal mitocha, the Hechnes. Or he takes it out of the hand of the Ani and brings it inside the house. Balbai is chayev ahani pater. So again, he's the Balbai is chayev, he's like Yiran Anacha. And the Ani is pater. By the way, pater here does not mean pater avalasar. Okay? Pater here means pater 100%. The guy didn't do anything. Okay? Although they'll get into, maybe he'll argue, did lufna ifer. It's going to be a question that's going to come to Shana, because he's kind of like letting the other guy do it. That's dope. They bring that up. But for the time being, simple pshat, it means 100% potter. He's simply not doing anything. The other guys are in the kira, and he's just sitting there. Okay, sorry. So those are the derisas. Okay, the derisas are simple. Because you have the ani and the ashir, could either be machnes or motzi. Okay, machnes means you're putting it inside, motzi brings you bring it outside. Okay, so either guy could bring it in either direction. Right, so that's why you have four cases, right? Two guys, two directions, gives you four cases. Okay, those are the shtayim b'chutz and the shtayim b'fnem. Okay, fine. Now come the derabanans. Okay, fine, which are also pretty simple. Okay, pashat ha'ani es yada l'fnem v'natal ha'bal b'ayez mitocha. Okay, so now let's say the ani takes a piece of bread, okay, from outside, picks it up outside, puts it across the border. Okay, but then the Bala Bayis takes it from his hand. Okay, he doesn't place it down. Okay, like in the other case, the Ani put it down. If the Ani would have put it down, he'd be doing both the Kira and Hanacha. But he doesn't put it down. The other guy, Bala Bayis, takes it from his hand, and then the Bala Bayis puts it down. So now each one did one part. One did a Kira, one did a Hanacha. Okay? So neither guy is going to be Chayev. They're both going to be Asar, Patar Aval Asar. It's the Rabbanan to do half the Malacha. Okay? Oh, Shenasan Lesocha. Or if the ani stuck his hand across, okay, and the Bala Bayis put something into it, and then the ani brought it back out and put it down, okay. So the Bala Bayis in that case did the akira, right? Put it into the ani's hand. The ani brought it back and put it down.
It requires the bringing back.
Well,
you need
what do you mean? It requires, you need an
meaning, well, no, I'm saying. In the case of the balabais, when the ani put it.
So we have here, so shnei b'turim, right? So you had here where the ani either takes the thing, puts it across, and then the balabais takes from it and puts it down, or if he puts his hand across empty, balabais puts into it and he pulls it back. So you have the case where, in these are, by the way, they're both cases of the ani, because the ani is the one transferring it. Okay, you could have the ani. These are the shem shein arba for the ani, because that's the way. Again, there's different ways to count, but this is the way I'm counting. This is the way the Ram has it. I think this is the way Rashi goes. But the count is because really they're both pater in both cases. So in theory, you could count it for either one. It's not clear exactly why you're counting this for the ani for the ashi. They're both chay, they're both pater in both cases, and it's darban for both of them. But the idea is that this is a case where you have the ani doing the transferring. Okay, the transferring is associated, he's the real active participant. Even though they're both doing one part, but the transfer is being accomplished by the ani, the guy outside. So the ani could transfer in one of two ways. He could transfer a full hand, pick a thing up in his rishos, transfer a full hand, and then the other guy takes it from his rishos. Or he transfers an empty hand first, then the guy puts his hand into it, and then he pulls it back. Both, in both cases, the transfer is full. I'm sorry.
Wouldn't that be the transfer?
In both cases, transfers are full. But the question is he...
Did he go over empty or full?
Yeah, is he doing the akira or is he doing the anacha? That's essentially the transfer. Is he doing the akira, putting it across, and then the other guy takes it from him and does the anacha? Or is... No, because the other guy's in the akira, puts it into his hand, then he's bringing it back. Okay? In both cases, the ani is active. He's doing one part, either the akira or the anacha, and that's the case that they're both positive. Okay? And then you can have the opposite case for the balabais. Pasha, then it says, Pasha balabais is yado. L'chutz, right? Or the Baal Bais puts his hand outside, and the Ani takes from it. Or the Ani puts into it and then he pulls it back. Okay? Fine, so that's it. So those are the Darbana. Okay? So David asks, what do you need the Ani and Nashia? I mean, essentially the whole thing, if you just would have told me the Ani, I would know the whole thing. It tells me all the cases. You have the Darbana, you have the Darbana, and you have Hachnasa and Hotza. Right? You have everything. That's Tosa's problem. Pasha Dhan. Pasha Baba Isyada. Essentially, what he's going to answer, what we're going to get to it, is that you'd think that only the Ani is Chayef, or only the Asher is Chayef. For some reason, that's what the Tosa is about, is defending why it would be that you could imagine that you'd only be Chayef, only one guy would be Chayef, not the other one, or vice versa. Sounds strange, and what kind of, who cares? It's because you're rich, or because you're poor, or because you're interested around, because you're interested in the other, who cares? Sounds like a totally irrelevant thing. But that's what that tells us about. That's the involved Tosis, which is significant. Okay, but that's an important question. Okay, so let's read some Rashi. So you see us on Shabbos. Okay, so the first thing he picks up, Hotzaos Shemir Rishos L'Rishos Hamuros B'Shabbos. So the bringing out from Rishos to Rishos to Shabbos. So Gemara Mefarish, Teachnasos Nami Kakar Yitzios. Whole Motzi Rishos L'Rishos. So he's bothered, but subtly bothered by a problem, is that why are these are all called Yitzia? Because Yitzia means bringing out. I mean, some of them are Yitzia and some of them are Achnasa. Right? Mm-hmm. Some of them are bringing out, some of them are bringing in. So it's not really technically correct. So the thing is, no, it's always considered, the Torah, it always uses the term Yitzia. Because you're always bringing it out from a given Rishas. When we say outside, out, we mean outside. But you could also say out means out of a Rishas. Okay, out of a particular Rishas. So you're always bringing it out. By the same logic, you're always bringing it in. Right, but I think this is because the pasuk uses. I don't know. Actually, I think Tosus might say, but since the pasuk, I think that's a little Tosus there. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's a different point.
The Rambam, I think,
said that. Since the pasuk said al yetze, so therefore they use the term yetzias. Yeah. But in theory, it could have used the term achmas. It would have been the same thing. Okay, fine. But yeah, he's calling it fun. We're gonna get to that actually. I think the Gemara is gonna get to that a little bit. Okay, fine. So that's just like this. Right. Okay. It's not being descriptive, outside or inside. It's bringing it out of a rishas.
It just means transfer.
Shtayim shen arav efnem, shtayim in haTorah, hotzav v'achnasa, d'bal bayis. V'perek ha-zorek v'resha, nafgalon mebeitzav Moshe v'ayivir kol v'machana. Okay, so Moshe made a call, called out in the camp. What was he saying? Lo safiku merishas yachal rishas rabam. Don't bring out rishas yachal rishas rabam. L'avi nedaba, l'machan elviya. Okay, he's basically saying, stop bringing your stuff. Why stop bringing your stuff? Yom HaShabbos HaYad, Kedi Yalav Asam. It's a Shabbos, that's what he's telling him. Stop bringing your stuff, because it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to bring stuff from Shizel, Shizel. That's the source of Hotzah. Yashtayim Eilu Chayim Chata Sashay Gosev, Al Zdono Kores, Al Sasro, Al Soskilo, V'chem V'chom Malach HaShabbos. Okay. Shein arba midivrayhem osifu shtayim laasar lechadchila. V'im asa potter l'kamon farshul asim. Okay. Kevashayin shein arba chutz shtayim in haTorah. Hotsa'a v'hachnasa de'ani ha'omid b'chutz v'shtayim midivrayhem. Kishah malacha nazay de'shnayim. Because when the malacha is done by two people, zeuk or zemeniach lechadchila asar. That's a general principle. That if you have malacha which is done by two people, so they're both pater. Okay? So the, here yeah, the malacha is being done by two people. Okay? Because one per, each person is doing a part. Okay? Notice there's two kinds of ways the malacha is done by two people. You could imagine like a heavy couch that two people carry out together, where they're simultaneously acting together. They're doing the same thing together. Or here, where each guy is doing one part, but it's a two-part malacha, and I'm doing a kiyo, you're doing a nacha.
And they're pater in both cases?
And it's a sugya also. We're going to get to that. Not a sugya here. But that's what you say. This case, yeah, I think it's machlokas. It's machlokas of all the permutations. Three machlokas. Okay, but that's what here it's talking about. I'm just pointing out that it's shalim shal suah doesn't only mean this. Okay, they're different ways. I'm just making it up. Okay? Fine. Pashal on yis yada, v'chefetz besocha. Okay. If nasa on sofa shvayis davar leakir b'shasaram, anachav b'shasayachid. O shenato misach v'otzi achefes v'niach b'shasaram davar leakir b'shasayachid anachav b'shasarabim. Ha'oni chayev sh'atz malacha shlema. V'ari shtayim in ator lo mechutz. That's two for the outside guy. Yobal b'ayis potter. Potter legamri. Okay, 100% potter. V'afilu chachila mutter talav midiyavid. V'achim farshim. He didn't do anything. Okay, that's how I mentioned before. Potter there does not mean potter avalasar. In general, potter doesn't mean that, but potter usually in Shabbos means potter avalasar, but here it doesn't. Pasha Rabbi's five hari shtaim and a Torah long bifnim. Pasha and he said, Dabele Akir, not the Rabbi's mitocha, bin yach bifnim, Dabele Rabbi's hanacha, oshanasal socha, Dabele Rabbi's Akir, behotzi oni vehain yach, shneim peturim. Shalo also ha echad malacha shlema, because neither one did the complete malacha. I was sure laskin lachachila. Shemaybo kalach lechad lach, so smach shlema shab. So why is it also to do half of it? Because it's a gezera, maybe either one of them, so that neither one of them will come to do the whole thing. Okay? It's interesting. So is that Shnayim Shasua? No, he's saying, I guess he's saying Shnayim Shasua is Peturim. But it sounds like he's saying, still, it's a part, it's Aser, Midrabanan, because maybe you'll come to doing it. Now, apparently, in terms of Malacha, it's not really the Chiyah of Malacha. But it's a Gezera, maybe you're going to come to doing it on your own. So therefore, they Aser it. Well, in other words, if the guy only, the Akira guy, you could say,
right.
That's what I mean, because the Akira guy could end up doing the Anacha, but the Anacha guy can't do the Akira, it's too late. Yeah, but he could argue next time.
As I'm saying, what kind of come to the Rabbanan responding to?
Yeah, we'll say, we'll get that. But I mean, in theory, at least on the surface, you'd say, he's like, the next time someone's going to learn from it, and once you have the thing being done, so then people are going to end up doing, you know.
Doesn't mean in this Maisa.
Right. Okay. Harish time to Vrahim. Achas lani b'chutz, v'achas l'alvayis b'fnem. V'im tomar, sh'ayim hein l'chol echad v'echad. Akira la'ani ve'akira la'balabayas. Hanacha la'ani ve'anacha la'balabayas. L'kaman parach la'mashani la'chashav ela akiros. She'in t'chilas ha'malacha v'ikol me'mar shema yigmarana.
Did
you follow this? This is complicated, right? Okay. So what he's doing here is like this. Okay. What he's doing here is, he's saying is that it's not counting properly. Okay, the Gemara is going to get this. He's preempting the Gemara's kasha. But if you noticed, you could argue that the count isn't really good. Because let's take the case of the Ani. The Ani bringing it, the Ani doing the transferring. So the Ani does the transfer, so let's take the Ani does the transfer, you have two ways the Ani to do the transfer, right? Because he could either pick it up in his rishos, bring it across, and the other guy, the usher takes it from him,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And puts it down, in which case they're both potter.
Right.
That should be two cases right there.
Why is that two cases?
Two dinim. Should be, I'm potter, you're potter.
Okay.
Should be two dinim there.
Okay.
And then the other way, where the Ani puts it, the Asher puts it in his hand, and he brings it back. In which case, they're both potter.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, in theory, each case, although they're one case, they have two dinim. Okay, so he's saying it doesn't make sense to count, it shouldn't count it by the cases, but it should count it by the dinim.
Didn't it say two, which is four?
Right, but it should say two, which is six.
Why?
Because there are two deraisas, but then the derabanan cases, there's actually two dinim each. There are two cases, but they have two. In other words, the deraisa case only has one din. The deraisa case only has one din. The one guy's chayiv, the other guy simply didn't do a thing. Okay, so there's only two dinim. I mean, the guy didn't do a thing. It's not a din. That's just saying he didn't do anything. He just did, you know. But in the case of the Rabbanon, each case where you have one guy does half, there's really two dinim. The guy who does the Akira is Pater Avalasar. The guy who did the Anocha is Pater Avalasar. And then the other case. So he's saying it should have counted it two. In other words, which one are you counting? In other words,
two and six.
It should have been two, which is six. Two, which is six, and two, which is six, which should all together make 12 instead of 8. Okay? Right. So he says, so Rashi, the Gemara asks this question. I mean, it's a good. I know it doesn't sound so compelling because you just say it's counting cases. But when we do the Gemara, we're going to have to explain that, right? I mean,
that's why I asked you what was the noun.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, fine. You're right. But apparently, the Gemara doesn't like saying it's counting cases because cases isn't the halacha. Halacha is the dinim. The cases is just like, you know, the dinim. The dinim
should
be
six, right?
Dinim should be six.
Right.
So that's what he says. No, in the count, it's only counting the guy who does the Akira. Because the guy who does the Akira, that's the Tchilas HaMalacha, and that, like you mentioned, there's the, he could complete it. If you do the Akira, you may actually finish it and do the Hanacha. So it's only counting the Akiras. So that's why in each case, you're really only counting the first guy. Okay? Even though it seems like Rashi's saying that they're both Aser, right? I mean, Rashi said before, but they're both Aser. So it's like, really, there really are 12 Dinim, 2 which is 6. But it's only counting the Akiras, because that's... No, which one is it? Why are you only counting those? I mean, what's the gezerah? Is the gezerah be that because you actually yourself may finish it? Right. So then you should only count. Then you only count the kira guy. But if the gezerah is, it'll be like a shemayavo in general. Someone else will learn from it or something like that. So then, and that's why they're both aser. So then count them both. It's like a funny kind of a thing here. It's like it's not clear. It sounds like it's a little split. Like, and the way it's sounding is saying two things at the same time. One end he's saying that they're both Aser because each guy's doing half of the Malacha and Shem Yavo. Well, if you're saying they're both Aser, you should count them both. And if you're telling only one of them's Aser, well, is only one Aser? Before you didn't say that. I mean, is he changing? That's going to be a problem. The Gemara, we'll get that. We'll leave that for the Gemara. Okay, but that's a problem. It's a problem. Like, what does it mean? Like, and Rashi's saying it funny. He's saying it's only counting. What do you mean it's only counting? Right, doesn't he say that? He says, the Lo Chashiv Alakira, Shem Tchashiv, right? Lo chashiv, we lo chashiv. We should say lo aser ella. I mean, lo chashiv sounds like the Mishnah and our count is only counting now. What's the deal? Well, how do you make it to the count? You know. Okay, so that's pshat. Okay, but we're gonna leave that. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the very first thing. Not the very first thing. No, it's the Gemara there. It's the bottom of Beis Manav. It says hatamnis havin tartisar. It's really 12. Okay, as I said, it's really 12. Okay, that's his question. It shouldn't be 8, it should be 12. Okay. Okay, as you probably noticed, this is packed. I mean, there's a lot of things. Things keep coming up. I say we're going to get to them. And it's a Mishnah, and you'll see Tosa mentions this point. Is that this is a Mishnah which is exceptionally packed with halachas. Okay, good. Any problems? Okay, so now we'll say, so those are the Tosas. Okay. So, Yitzias HaShavas. Okay, Tosas, Yitzias HaShavas, Shlein Shein Arba. Okay, so now this is a question which all the Rishonim take up. And it's an interesting kind of a question. Okay? So, Hiksha Riva. The Dine Hotsaos.
Who is it, by the way,
the Riva? It's all Tosas.
Oh.
The Dine Hotsaos, Shavas, Hayala Lashanos. Gave avos malachos achar peret klal gadol lekamad. So the halacha of hotzah is one of the lamentas malachos. Okay, so it should there's a parak of klal gadol, the seventh parak, which basically lists. Okay, not the very beginning of klal gadol, but a little bit into it lists all the malachos, lamentas malachos. The last one on the list is hotzah. Okay, so now. Why? That's where this should have been. This is a detail of Malacha Sotzah. We don't even know what Malacha is yet. It's starting Masechah Shabbos with this. It's a little funny, you know? So you could say this is the most important Malacha, even if it wasn't the most important, but it didn't even tell us about Malachas yet. It didn't tell us about Lamentos Malachas. That's in the seventh parak. Okay? We have some other things to do first. Okay? And he's going to explain further. It says, right, Ketani Hotzah Abasov. Right? And it said in that Mishnah, it said Hotzah is the last Malacha. V'havei lei l'haskel k'seder. As it should have started. So what do you want it to start with, right? You think it should have gone in order? There's an order to the day. You'll see. It should have gone chronologically. B'dvarim demayri be'erav Shabbos b'mod yom. Okay, because the next Mishnah is going lo yitzei chayv v'machato som chashecho ein shoron diyo v'samanim ve'in tzolom basar. So if you look in this parak, after this Mishnah, so you have the Mishnah about things that it's also to do on Erev Shabbos. So you're not allowed to make it, eat a suda on Erev Shabbos. Mikvei a suda, you're not allowed to... also has when a guy, a tailor can't go out with a needle stuck in his shirt because it's a gzera, maybe he'll end up doing hotzah. You can't put dyes into the, you know, into the water on Erev Shabbos because there's different gzeras. There's different things you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. Okay, because of gzeras. That's what it should have started with. Okay? And then it says, he's going to give you the whole story here. Then it should have said, ve'achar kach ba madlikim, ve'kiro ba metomnin, the second, third, and fourth parak.
Doesn't this contradict the first thing it said?
So then it's the second, third, and fourth parak, which are about, it's a shen tvar nogim im chashecha, because those are things like shehiyah. The issur shehiyah is to leave something on the flame as Shabbos is entering. So that's not things that you do on Erev Shabbos, that's like with the entrance of Shabbos. So that's, so chronologically, first things you can't do on Erev Shabbos, then things as Shabbos enters, then it has things which are like, which are, someone other Yerushalmi will explain this better, but as the idea is it means like certain things that you can't wear, like jewelry, that a woman can't wear on Shabbos. So that stuff, you get dressed on Shabbos, for Shabbos, before Shabbos, but it's really the Isser is the wearing it on Shabbos, going out on Shabbos with this jewelry. So that stuff which kind of is like, it's Shabbos, but it's like on Shabbos itself, but it really is a Shabbos thing, but it begins before Shabbos. Like normally, the activities of Shabbos to say, what can I do on Shabbos? Here, it's like,
practically
you do the thing before Shabbos,
right,
or the preparation for it, so that also, that makes sense also to be there. It's like the transition, okay? So like the first thing you're talking about on Shabbos itself is the thing which, the preparation for the thing took place beforehand. So that also makes sense. And then, Vishuv Avos Malachos Shal Shabbos. And then it should have said the Avos of Shabbos itself. Things you really can't do, begin and end on Shabbos itself. And then in that list of the last Malachos is Hotzah, and then you could discuss Yitzias Shabbos, Shein Shein Arba. I mean, you could also ask why is it first, whatever, but that's different. He's not asking why is Hotzah first of all the things and there is last. That's whatever. He's just saying the whole, the Masechta shouldn't start like this. Okay? So you may say, whoever heard it, who cares? You may say, who cares? You may say, obviously, Tosfos, this isn't the way the Masechta's going, you know? But I guess he's showing his, first of all, he sees a pattern. The whole Masechta, besides for this one Mishnah, does follow that pattern. So he's noticing there's a pattern here, but this Mishnah's out of place. And not only is it this Masechta, he'll show you it's other Masechtas also. So this is a Derech HaTana, like you see in Pesachim. The Maskel Balel Yadalid, first it starts with Arlar Basar, which is the Elchus of Bedigas Hametz. Vishuv be Yadalid, then things on the more like the morning of the Yadalid, which is the Isser Hanah and stuff, the burning, you know, burning Hametz in the morning. Vishuv Beshchitas Pesachim, Shuah Ben Arbayim, then you have the afternoon of Erev Pesach, which is the Kom Pesach. Then you have the eating of the Pesach Shuah Balayla, right? And then you work your way till Arve Pesachim, right? You get to the other stuff. V'chein v'yoma. And Pesach Yoma does the same thing. Maslam Meshivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim. First starts 7 days before Yom Kippur, right? The Kohen Gadol prepares. V'achach Be'erav Yom Kippurim. V'achach Le'el Yom Kippurim. Right? It works. That's just the way it does these things. Right? So basically, things you see,
precedence.
For whatever reason, precedents, that this is the way the mission, this is the way Bidonasi organized things. Okay, he had an order, he had a logic in the way he organized Mishnayos. It's not just haphazard, but he had an order. And he noticed, the Rebbe noticed, that this is a problem. This one Mishnah just doesn't fit the pattern. Okay? So, I mean, a question we have to ask is, what's the logic for this order? It's true he's showing you precedence for it, but what's... Like, I don't think we're bothered so much by the thing, because whatever. We usually don't go into these kinds of things. Now, we usually want to study the halachas. This is like a stylistic kind of a question, it seems.
Why do they ever ask that stylistic question?
That's a question. I know. It's a good question. Who cares? But I guess, on one level you say, because Rav Yehuda Nasi obviously was a chacham, and he had to organize the thing somehow, and he must have had a logic to it. So, if you see a logic, and now you see an inconsistency. So, it has to be explained. I mean, you're not going to necessarily... I mean, you may not derive a halacha from it, but... I mean, you want to explain it, like, you understand the concepts. Maybe there's a concept... Like, the Ram, we do the Ram, we do the Ram, we just don't do the Mishnayos. Right? I mean, the Ram does, you'll say, why is this parak here, why is this thing? You know, we do it all the time. But the Rishonim did it with the Mishnah. Okay, the Ram got his thing, and the Mishnah does it also. It's not the Ram. The Ram didn't make it up. Anyone, any logical person that's writing a work is going to organize it in a given logical manner.
If there's an
it must be, that's the premise, it must be that Yanasi had an idea in doing this. And therefore, let's figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the Ram does this all the time, by the way. I think he does this. He traces the whole order of the Masechtos, even. And it's like, don't pierce much nice. He explains why Rabbi Yanasi put first brachos, then Shabbat. He goes, you know, then Zra. He explains the whole order, I think. Hmm. I mean, he wasn't, you know, he didn't just do it in his own work. He held the mission, did it also. I mean, he's very, you know, he has the whole thing, every single thing, every single Masechta, I think he says why it belongs where it is. Okay? So this is something, you know, I just think we don't do it with anyone besides the Rambam, you know? And it doesn't seem like in Gemara, I don't think you can do it. Gemara is a more haphazard kind of thing, you know. It wasn't written. It's more, yeah, it's more like the discussions. They just recorded the discussions. But Mishnayos was organized. It was a compilation. Okay, so that's Akasha, right? Good Akasha? Fine. So now he answers like this. V'tirets dehotzah chaviva leilak dume. Okay? So, Yonasi loved Hotzah.
There you go.
And he wanted to make it first. Mishum, the Mishnah Zu, it's not really he loved Hotza, but it was Chaviva for him, but loved him to begin with Hotza. Mishum, the Mishnah Zu, Shmainan Kamadvar. Because from this Mishnah, you learn out many things. Hotza, Vyachmasa, the Ani, the Oshir. It's for both the Ani and the Oshir, which is the Fetish.
What's that
fetish? The Kiddush?
Yeah.
The Ani and Asher?
Yeah. Like
that's what we talked about before.
I think we don't understand why that matters.
We don't say why it matters, but it does. Yeah, we don't say any of this stuff because we didn't do the Sugis yet. But, but he did. Okay? So the fact that Kira Anacha, Vishnaim Shasu B'turim. Halacha that if two people do Malach simultaneously, right, or together as a group, Jinacha their Pater. V'yada Shonach Shulak Dalal Dalad. And the halacha that your hand is considered dal dalad. If someone do an halacha on a guy's hand, it's considered an halacha. That's a chiddush. You want to know that? V'yado shel adam ain't a lo kirshas hayachid v'lo kirshas harabim. And also the halacha, that's the thing you were talking about. That a guy's outstretched hand, that's basic pshat in that. An outstretched hand is not considered like a part of the rishos which the body is in. Okay, if you put something into a guy's outstretched hand, you don't say it's like you put it into the rishos of his body. Okay, that halacha. That's a halacha which is derived from the Mishnah.
Okay? That's only.
So right. So that's his answer. Okay. So the saying is that Rabbi Yonasi loved this is chaviva. This Mishnah is chaviva to start with this thing because this Mishnah teaches you all kinds of halachas. Okay. Any question? So you could ask the question. I'm sure there are a lot of Mishnahs that teach you a lot of ideas. But I mean, I think that you have to go with him on that. I mean, you have to trust him. That he's saying is that this is more. I'll argue this is more. Which one's more? Can you show me what's more? He's saying this is more. This has a lot of things, exceptionally more than other and any other thing. I mean, that's what he's saying. You know what I mean? It's hard to call him on that one. You know? But you're right. That's the question. That's the question. The question is, let's granted that there are more halachas. Okay, fine. So what? But you have an order here. So what we can do is just mess up the whole order because you have a lot of halachas. So wait till it's time. And when we get to it, it would have been so bad if you learned all these halachas in the seventh parak. Well, you're worried a guy's not going to make it all the way there? Now, every guy starts a masechta. They would start with the first bit, you know? Well, so wait until you get there. I mean, there's a logical order. I mean, it's very nice. So you'll save some of the good stuff for later. It's just hard to understand. It just sounds like he couldn't control himself. He really loved this Mishnah, and he just had to put it in here, and he forgot about his whole order. Right? I mean, it's hard to, you know. It's a funny lesson, Chavivale, you know, like it was beloved to him. It's like he loved it, you know. It just sounds like, if he said, like, why did Ram put this back first? He said, oh, he loved this halacha. Okay, fine. It doesn't. It's a great halacha. It's a great chiddush. It's a great svara. It is beautiful. So you'll get it when it comes to time. I mean, it's not right. I mean, it's difficult. Okay, that's one difficulty. Let's see. Maybe the second answer is a little better. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, D'davar ha'hova rogel hashas l'shanos t'chil. Something which is common, which is frequent, which comes up often. Okay, it's the Mishnah is a rogel to put it first. Okay, that's another rule in the ordering. Even though you have the rule, you have different rules. Even if you have one end of the rule of the order, the Seder Hayom kind of thing, but you have another rule, which is you start with frequency. And I guess he's saying his Hotzah is very frequent. Okay, of all Malachos, Hotzah is very frequent. Okay, and it's true, I think it's true, you know. And you're just carrying things, you know, doing Malacha usually, so I have to get out your equipment, I mean, it's all Malacha, you know. But I mean, all carrying, I mean, everyone's always carrying things, and you just go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
Damos Kaniyos and Hotzah is a common thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very common. Exactly, it's very common. So, v'chei m'sechas baba kama, ashor v'habar ha'mavi v'ever. For the long, say their parsha. Didn't go in order of the Torah, but it started with shor. Okay, as in the Torah didn't start that order. Right. So you'd think you should follow the order of the parsha, which he does sometimes. But, apparently here, it's just started with shor, because it's the most common. Okay, animals are always doing damage, so that's started with that. Okay, v'chein Mefarish Rav Haigon Gabe Arba Tzrichim Lahodos Perka Roa the Lo Nogar Hashas Kasi Der Pasuk. So that's talking about by Berchus HaGomel. Okay, four different people who have to give Shabbat. So I forgot the Pasuk apparently has one order, but the Gemara doesn't say it in that order. The Gemara says it, I don't think it's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara, I think. But the Gemara says it in the order of frequency. Okay? So, right? So that's why I did it here. Okay, any questions? Okay, so I think it's a question. I think something has to be explained. I wouldn't presume an answer yet. Let's just ask the question. And the question is, so, well, why does... I mean, it's true, he's showing a reason. He's showing that there is a logic, that this is there's precedence for this idea, that you do that which is common, but what's the logic for that? I mean, why is it that you start with that which is common? I mean, well, you know. I mean, it sounds sensible, I guess. You know, I'm not saying it's crazy, but what's the logic for that? I mean, similarly to the thing about the Seder Hayom. I mean, it sounds nice, but I mean, is that the way the Rambam's organized by Seder Hayom? Maybe he is. I think in Hilchos Shabbos, maybe he is, actually. But whatever. But I mean, that's the question. Is that, like, what's the logic? Like, what are the principles here? You know what I mean? Like, what's the logic? What are the underlying principles which are governing why you do one way, why you do another way, right? What's going on? Right, I mean, that's supposed to be elucidated. Right, or at least to compare this method with the other method. Johnny said, what's this difference in these two methods? Going by Seder Hayom, going by this. And why did this take precedence? Okay, that would be nice. I mean, I don't know if we can answer all these questions, but... Okay, that's the second answer. Okay, that's the second answer. At least it sounds better than the first answer, because the first answer was saying, look, it's true that there's an order, there's a reason, there's a system which he always follows, but here he really loved this thing, you know? That just sounds off. At least here he's showing there's another thing which has precedent, and now you just have to decide. So now your question is, why did he decide this one as opposed to that one? But that's, you know, whatever. At least it's a good answer. He's showing you this is really a derech.
Right.
Okay. Ve'od mefarish v'enetam, de'pasach v'yetzios, mishun de'boi l'memar lo yetzei ha'chayet b'machata. Okay, so one of the next Mishnayos, very soon, is a Mishnah that you're not, that the Chayat, the tailor, isn't allowed to go out with his needle attached to his garment, because he may do Otzah, he may carry it. Okay, so since it's going to say that, so he may do what? He may carry it? What's wrong with carrying? So you have to first tell me about carrying. Okay, the first tell me about carrying. And then you can tell me about the halacha that a Chayat can't go out. There's a needle, because he may carry. So that's why first, really, he wanted to start in the order of the Seder Hayom with the tailor. Okay? Which is on Erev Shabbos. But in order to do that, you have to give me the background. Okay? Ah, forgot the lo shana hamalabain. Right? Mishem ain't no sin kain lakoves. Vil hamavir, mishem bamet omnun. But it's not true. Right. You have all these other things about giving things to the dry cleaners because of this sort of cleaning on Shabbos. And the chabametonim of insulating things because the gezeira is about bishul. I mean, if that's the case, then throw out the whole order of the Seder Hayom. Basically, first you're going to tell me all the malachos, or most of the malachos, all the things that, you know. But it didn't do that. The only one it mentioned is Hotzah. So it's a nice theory, but it just doesn't seem to pan out. Yeah. It says, but no, hutso hutso chushanos tvei. But it had to do hutso more. Mishin the malacha guruhi. Kemosha afarish. Because hutso is a malacha geruah.
The Rambam says the same thing.
He says it also. Well, we'll see the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't use those words though, right?
No.
But we'll do the Rambam. Let's leave the Rambam for a little bit, okay?
Right.
That's a good question. That's the problem. That's the question. But he says kemosha afarish. That's in that big Tosfos that I was telling you about. But malacha geruah means it's a geruah means literally it's like lesser, lacking. It's a lacking malacha. Malacha which is lacking. Okay, it's deficient. Okay, malacha hutzah is a deficient malacha, and since it's a deficient malacha, so therefore it had to start with that. Okay? Yeah, it could be that we're not really ready to explain this answer.
Okay? I mean, couldn't you just say simply?
Yes. Let's go with that. Okay, we'll go with that. Okay, we'll see if it holds up. But I think the simple way it's understood by most is it means malacha geruah means that's a malacha.
Right.
What did I do? I carried the thing across the like I understand plowing, cooking. I'm doing something.
Lighting fire.
Yeah, that's malacha. Malacha means I'm really accomplishing something. I'm really doing a malacha. But what did I do here? I just carried the thing across from here to there. I moved it over 3 to 2 feet. And that's a malacha?
Right.
So that's malacha geruah. It's like a deficient malacha. Okay, that's definitely a simple pshat in malacha geruah. And definitely Rishonim will learn that way. Okay? If that's what Tosus learns, we'll say. I'm not so sure. But I think for the time being, let's say that's what he means. Okay? I mean, it's certainly in that ballpark. You know, if that's not exactly what he means, it's somehow related to that. And it means it's not an ordinary malacha. There's something funny about it, about the existence of it being a malacha or something like that. And therefore, it's saying is that he had. So let's just go with that. And that's why it had before it said lo yete achayet b'machato. So it had to write this thing and tell you about it first.
So
let's take that for granted. Let's analyze the answer. This is going with the same system of organization as the first, the Havmina, so to speak, which is that it's going by the Seder Hayom. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, in the Seder Hayom, it's going to mention Lo Yitzei Chayv Machto, and before it mentions Lo Yitzei Chayv Machto, it has to mention Hotzah.
Wait, I thought we rejected that one.
Oh, no. It's saying, but you see, it didn't do with other things. No, well, this is more important to mention first because it's Malchi Geruah. Okay, questions? All right, the question is, what's his answer exactly? I mean, who is this Mishnah written for? Is it written for an Am Haaretz who simply does not even know that there's a malacha called Hotzah? He doesn't know about Hotzah? And he says, Lo Yitzei Chayv Machto, really? Why? Because Lekari, what's carrying? I don't even know. Really? I don't know. That's a malacha? I mean, is it written for that guy? So then, and that guy knows about Bishel? Like, and he knows about all the other malachos? I mean, aren't the Mishnayos really written for Amaratzim? Anyways? You know? I mean, presumably it's written for a guy who knows a little bit about Torah, and he knows that there are 39 malachas, I guess. I mean, he knows Bishl's malacha, he knows Hotzah's malacha. I mean, it's Geruah? Okay, fine. So he'll have a little bit of bitachon, and then when he gets to the Sigiz of Hotzah, he'll explain to him why it's okay, and why it's not Geruah, and why there's no problem. Or whatever, why there's no problem. I mean, just because it's malacha geruah doesn't mean, therefore, you can't talk about it at all until you first, you know, lay out all the principles here. And why is that necessary? Right? I mean, it doesn't exactly add up. It doesn't seem to be, I mean, a guy who knows how to open, turn the page and say, you know, I mean, every Mishnah is like assuming a guy doesn't know anything else. I mean, Mishnahs are all over the place. They're assuming. Mishnahs certainly assume a large deal of knowledge. I mean, what Mishnah is it you can just open up and totally understand 100% without having any background? You know, so it's hard to say. You can't tell me, Lo Yitzei Chayv Machto. I mean, to say you can't do Hadmana. If you don't know about Bishel, you don't just have to know that there's such a thing called cooking. I mean, you have to know a little bit about Bishel. You have to know these things. To do any, to understand anything, you have to know a lot of background. So a guy should know that Hotzah is a malacha. So it's Geruah, okay, fine. So he has to know the Shtayim Shein Arba. He has to know that. And they'll tell him that Hotzah is a malacha. He'll go with it, and then, right, I mean, it just doesn't seem to answer. Okay?
And if you really,
it's just hard to see, I mean, although it's interesting, and he's drawing a chiluk here, but it just doesn't seem to answer the problem that he set out to answer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I guess for tomorrow we'll try to think about all these answers. Okay? I mean, first of the question, what's the idea in the order? You know, it's presumed the order based upon the chronology of the day. Then the order is three answers. And after we do that, there's a Ran, who gives us another answer. Okay, also along the Lo Yitzei Chayit line, but he doesn't answer with the Melacha Gerua line. He has a different answer about to differentiate, you know. And then the Rambam has two answers of his own, which seem like they might be related, but we have to say. Okay, they're on the first one, which is nice. Okay? It's an interesting kind of a study here, by the way. This is not, it's not the ordinary study. Like, so to speak, we're not getting into Otsai yet. I mean, the only thing that gets into Otsai is the Melacha Gerua thing, which is a little bit, you know. But this is more like organizational kind of things, but it's, you know, it's good. It's a good start. Just a note, the fact that this Tosa is implying that the Tosa is packed. I mean, this Mishnah is packed. Like, basically, that's what Tosa is saying, is that this Mishnah is packed. We don't see love this Mishnah because it's packed. Right? There's so much stuff on it. And the Rishonim also loved it. I mean, there's a lot of Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim on it. I mean, the Rashba talks a lot. There's a Ramban. There's a Ritva, which they say is really the Ram. And there's the real Ritva, which I think is not, and then there's another Ran, which is the Talmud of the Ran, there's Meiri.
They all say different things.
They're all, yeah, and they're all over the place. A lot of Rishon. They're very tough.
The Ran argues the Ran.
So we're going to do what we're going to do. I mean, hopefully, I mean, I don't plan on doing every Rishon and every Sugya. It's just, it's not, you know, you have to, I don't know. There's a certain amount, and then I just get, like, tired. I get to the next thing, you know. I mean, but we do a lot. There's a lot of Rishonim here. They're very talkative. The Rashba is very good. I like the Rashba. He's been. But we're going to be doing a lot. We're going to be doing the Rishonim a lot. But you'll see. But so I'm just thinking that. Yeah, so that's the fact that the Torah was mentioning. This is when yeshivas, I think when they do Shabbos, they do this. They do Otsah, this parak, Otsah. I mean, it seems like this is like the juiciest part of Shabbos. I think. Someone told me there's more on Shabbat than in any area in Shabbos, or maybe in Aaron Shas. I don't know. Someone told me something funny. But I think Shai told me, something like that. There's more on Hotzah than in any other area of Shas. I don't know. Sounds funny, but whatever. But it's packed, okay? You'll see. This is a good stuff.